This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
League sources have told Brian Costello for offensive coordinator that are now scaring me even more than this Newmark-Glenn combination. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. I'm doing well. And I would just say that, yeah, they weren't going to sleep over. You know, the guys, they went in there, they had a meeting. Woody Johnson likes everybody. It seems like it's all heading right down that track, and it's going to get done relatively quickly. The agents just got to go through, and they may have the same agent for all I know. They just got to go through the contracts. They got to make sure that everything is in order. And, you know, it's amazing what you saw Ben Johnson end up getting from the Bears.
$13 million a year.
According to most reports, that makes him the second highest paid coach in the league. But I don't know, Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, these guys are making a lot of money. Like, you really don't know what they're making.
Just like we didn't know about Belichick.
Belichick was probably making $20 million a year for all we know, for all the success he had brought to Bob Kraft and the Patriots. And I'm not sure what Mike Vrabel's getting. I would think that Mike Vrabel's getting north of $10 million a year.
Yeah, and Josh McDaniels did go there, so they've got they're getting the band back together.
That means that he and Josh had probably good meetings, and Josh convinced him that you can trust me. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be good. I'm going to work well with you. And we can do something special with Drake May. So, interestingly enough, because they're a team that now is officially on the rise. They got the young quarterback. They got a lot of money to spend in free agency. They're going to have high draft picks. So the Patriots now are ascending.
Well, the Patriots did exactly what I wanted the Jets to do. Now, I know that they tried to get Mike Vrabel and he wasn't going to be the Jets coach and he wanted the Patriots, but take the names out of it and just look at the resumes. This is what I wanted the Jets to do. I wanted them to get a proven head coach who had success in the past, who was going to walk in the building and everybody knew he was in charge, and get an experienced offensive coordinator. And the Jets are doing the exact opposite of that. Now, when we talked about Aaron Glenn and saying when he comes in here, you want to know, we want to know who the offensive coordinator is. That is a big deal.
I wanted to know who the entire staff
is. Right, but the offensive coordinator, really, really important, because you didn't want a first-time defensive head coach and then a first-time offensive coordinator. We talked about Rob Saleh and Mike LaFleur and then drafted Zach Wilson. It was just it was destined to fail. So I'll give you the two names that Brian Costello put in this article, where he said league sources said Glenn is considering. Well, let me just throw these names at you, see if you ever heard of these guys.
All right, okay.
Before I tell you who they are.
Okay.
Scott Turner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
What does he do?
He was a quarterback coach, and he was, I would say, he was with the Cowboys. He may be out of football right now.
Well, he most recently served as the Raiders' interim offensive coordinator.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. But he's been around for a while. That guy has been around for a while. He knows what's going on. The problem is,
is that Norv Turner's son?
Yes, I believe it is.
And is it?
I believe it is. And the thing is that, yeah, because they brought back Norv Turner there as a consultant, I believe, about 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe it was before the Josh McDaniels firing.
Okay.
Or maybe it was, I forget, so many different changes. Yeah, so I know who he is. He's been a long time NFL guy. He's been around for a while and knows offense. The problem is who is his quarterback? Please tell me, is it going to be Tyrod Taylor because he has another year on his contract? Is that how they're going to start? And then he get hurt two games into the season, and then what?
So he's done a lot of stuff, Scott Turner. One thing he's never done is be a offensive coordinator from the beginning of a season. He was
so they got to start somewhere. Every coach has got to start somewhere.
I get it, but we talked about before, in these situations, it's just he could start somewhere and it'd be great.
Maybe Woody Johnson sees Aaron Glenn the way that Bob Kraft sees Mike Vrabel. Now, Aaron was a really good player here for the Jets. He was under Parcells. He was under Carroll. He was under Kotite. So
Mike Vrabel coached and had a team to get the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm talking about is a former Jet player coming back, bleeding Jet green. You know, the whole Rex Ryan shtick. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah, all right. I'll give you the other name. Nick Caley. C-A-L-E-Y.
Don't know.
Ever heard of him?
No. Where is he coaching right now?
He's the Rams tight ends coach.
Okay, so instead of bringing Mike LaFleur here, who is the Rams OC who was here, now they're thinking about the Rams tight ends coach. Now, I'll say this. The Rams offense is I know it's run through Sean McVay, but I would tell you that a lot of those coaches that have come out of there offensively, like Kevin O'Connell, who just signed a huge new contract with the Minnesota Vikings. Congratulations on that. You get to keep your coach.
Well, congratulations to me. I mean, congratulations to him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's your head coach, and you kept him, which is good.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going anywhere.
I mean, teams were calling for him about possibly trading for him, just like they were calling the Pittsburgh Steelers possibly trading for Mike Tomlin.
You know what that was all about? That was the agent putting that stuff out there. Let's get this contract extension done. He was never going
anywhere. All right, okay, that's good, and I'm glad. He said all the right things at his press conference yesterday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not sure, if he's off the Rams staff, he should know what he's doing. I don't know about the relationship. Again, a lot of this stuff is so relationship driven, and Aaron, I'm sure, is getting a lot of people calling him and, giving guys favorable recommendations, and that's probably what this seems to be. And also, Aaron has been around for a while, so he knows the tougher offenses to try to stop. And when you think about this, let's say, trying to think. Steve Spagnuolo, one of the best defensive coordinators in football and has won rings. And if there were ever a coach that was an assistant coach or a coordinator that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, I would say if it's Steve Spagnuolo, given all of his
lot of rings.
Success. So, like, you know you're getting, you know, Steve Spagnuolo is going to bring his defense. He may not call the defense. Maybe he'll hire one of his buddies to be the defense coordinator and call the defense, and he'll be a head coach. But what's important for a guy like Steve Spagnuolo, much like for Aaron Glenn, is to hire that right offensive coordinator. And if Aaron feels like when they've played the Rams that that's one of the more difficult teams that they've had to play against defensively because of all the different things that they do from an internal point, and this is like getting into the weeds. This is like getting into the coaching weeds. Then you would maybe interview a guy, and maybe that guy has your agent.
Yeah,
and that agent is bringing these people to you as the presumptive head coach of the Jets.
Also, pass game coordinator for our buddy Nick Cayley. Spent 2015 to 2022 under Bill Belichick.
All right, well, there you go.
With the New England Patriots, so there you go.
I mean, it's not like these guys don't know what they're doing. It's just that they're going to be going into positions that they've never had before. And there's going to be so much more responsibility that is going to be on their plate and coming across their desk. And they have to be able to communicate that with whoever the quarterback is. And, you know, and Aaron's going to have to be able to connect with the offensive players, the defensive players, the special teams players. He's got to get the right special teams coach in here. I would think that the most important hires that they need right now, in my humble estimation, is the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach. They got to be in sync with one another. They got to know what each other's doing, and they got to be able to speak the same language, and they got to understand what offense they're running. So, you know, it's not just the coordinators. It's also the assistant coaches under those coordinators that are really important. And again, this is Aaron now doing this for the first time.
Yep.
He's doing it for the first time, and that's why it is going to be important. I believe that if he does, you know, hire let's say a Steve Wilkes for defensive coordinator.
Yes, which has been out there. Yeah, which I like. I like that a lot.
That's okay because Steve Wilkes has been around. He's been a head coach. He got fired after 1 year out in Arizona. He's been a successful defensive coordinator. He's older than Aaron. Aaron can lean into him about, you know, certain, you know, head coaching situations and, you know, different ways of doing things and organizing things. And that would be a good hire for him because that would be somebody that would be, you know, have sat in that chair before who doesn't want to take the chair away from him.
Sure.
He wants to support the young man. That's what you would hope.
Yeah, I mean, that one I like. Those are the type of guys that I want to see support him if Aaron Glenn is going to be the head coach, which it seems like. So
No, it's not seems like it. It's going to be.
Well, you know,
it's going to be. Yeah. There's nothing seems about anything.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe the Saints come in and they blow him away.
Now let's talk about the realities of the job and the difficulties of the job. And even though he's a very popular defensive coordinator, a very popular personality within the Jet community, we're going down the same road once again that they've continued to go down, and they have not had an ounce of success at all. And they've thrown money at every aspect of the team that they possibly can, including quarterback, general manager, head coach, wide receivers, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. I mean, Jesus, they've spent so much money on so many players over the last 12 years, and they still can't get it right.
Yeah, I mean, they went from Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator, first-time head coach, to Rob Saleh, defensive coordinator, first-time head coach, now Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, first-time head coach. Three in a row. So let's try to do it again.
And it's not, and again, I just want to reiterate this, because I did see, you know, how people take what we say and then, you know, add a little bit of oomph to it, I guess. But we are not advocates for a newbie to come in here and take this thing over. We're not saying that Aaron can't do it. We are certainly, I'm rooting for him like hell. I just wish he would get would have went to a place like Jacksonville, which would have been perfect because you got a quarterback there that I think can still play. Here, you don't have that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.